On. And good morning to you, Dave Witt.
Good morning, Levon.
Dave, in addition to that more than full-time job running your hardware business, you stepped up to be president of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, and so now you have lots of things that you want to tell us about related to Operation T-Bone. I have the dates as August 1st through the 5th, Dave.
Yeah, that's when the main celebration is. There's a few other things on Sunday, August 24th. The Saddle Club will be doing an event down at the fairgrounds, and Sunday, September 7th, we have the annual T-Bone Golf Tournament.
All right, but on August 1st, that's coming up this weekend. I understand you're celebrating Albert's 50th birthday.
Yep, Albert turns a big 5-0 this year, so we're trying to make it a little bit bigger celebration, try to have more attractions here in town. And then so, we have Friday night, we have our a bigger fireworks display.
All right, that sounds exciting. So you must going to be have a birthday cake.
Yeah, Friday night we're going to be serving a birthday cake for Albert down at Albert's Bull Park from 5 to 7, and anybody's welcome to come down and have a piece.
All right, and then we should remind people maybe to bring their chairs or their blankets, whatever, because they'll want to hang around a bit. Now, is that, and that's where you'll be able to see the fireworks?
You might be able to see the fireworks over at the fair. We're going to have the figure eight races, and they start at 7:30, and then after the figure eight races are over, we are going to have the fireworks.
All right, so need to drive a little bit across town, not very far. And so figure eight races, I mean, that's something a lot of people love, those figure eight races. It's a little crazy.
Yep, they've been having a very good turnout this year. This is going to be the last one of the season for...
Ah. So anybody that wants to get in there and drive, they got to get in on it. And like you say, this is the last chance then for the for people to come and watch the figure eights in Audubon at the fairgrounds. So, you, again, the time for hamburgers and birthday cake is what time on Friday?
From 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Okay, at Albert the Bull Park, and of course you drive right by that on Highway 71, easy to find. And then move on over to the fairgrounds for lots more action. So then Saturday, you have a huge lineup on Saturday.
Yep, festivities start at 7 and we go all the way until midnight.
What starts
off? All over town to do, and mainly at the square downtown.
Okay, what starts off the day?
Starting at 7, we're going to have the Audubon County Good Neighbor Service Council is going to be having a breakfast bake sale with free will donation. And then at 7:15, we're going to have the Operation T-Bone Fun Walk 5,000, 10,000K.
Okay. So people of all ages, all abilities, you don't have to be a racer to join in this.
Definitely not. Nope.
All right. So get your breakfast and get on out there. You know how long they're serving breakfast? Let's see. You could go. You could do the walk and then come back and have breakfast, right?
Yep. They're serving breakfast until 10.
Okay. So maybe maybe some people want to do the walk first and then come back for breakfast. And of course, there in the park downtown, you have lots of space there for vendors, crafts, and so on.
Yep. We'll have vendor tables and craft tables set up all around downtown area. A lot of stores are going to be having specials, so you might want to stop in and check those out.
Okay. And, of course, there's food. Always got to have food at any kind of celebration.
Oh, yeah, you have to have food at every celebration.
So you can find they started out with breakfast at the community center, and then there'll be food, I understand, there in the park also. And I'm guessing, this is a guess, I'm guessing the Lions will have some of those snow cone type things, perhaps.
Yep, the way it sounds, they're going to be having their little stand display with snow cones they're going to be serving.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a lot of years, so I think that's a favorite for a lot of people. Now, since you're right there at the park, you might want to stop in at the library.
Yeah, library's going to have a display of some memorabilia or just some information about Albert and over the years.
Yeah, they have 50 years worth of collection there to choose from, so
yep.
Should be really interesting to look back on the people who've been involved as well as all the activities. Dave, we'll have a few more things here to talk about in terms of your events, but have you looked into the history at all? Can you give us any background about 50 years of T-Bone?
Pretty much just a quick little summary. I know they started the planning for Albert in 1963 with the dedication in 1964. Of course, that's why he's turning 50 this year. They had many, many volunteers help out. Originally, the project costs were about $30,000, and it was all raised through donations and events. And in starting out 1 o'clock, we're going to have the Operation T-Bone Parade, and anybody is welcome to come and partake in it, or they can sure watch it too. Registration will of course be before 1 o'clock, and it's just first serve as a lineup.
Where do people need to gather if they want to be in the parade?
In town, it's everybody knows it as Chambers Bend. There's you pretty much ask anybody.
Okay.
You don't know exactly where that's at.
Okay.
You do that way. Most likely, if you just kind of follow where the other cars are going and stuff, you'll end up there.
All right. And, of course, they'll be going around the square, surely, so that if you want to sit in the square or be in the square, that's where everything's going on. But there's lots of other places you could view the parade, too.
Right. It goes throughout the kind of middle part of town, a few blocks each direction from the downtown square.
Okay.
We go down by the local the Friendship Home. Make sure that they can all see it also.
Okay. Now, one last thing we haven't mentioned. There's a couple of dances. I forgot to ask. There's a teen dance, I believe, on Friday night.
Yeah, Friday there is a teen dance. Of course, all teens are welcome. It's free admission. We'll have music and everything playing there. And then Saturday night, we're going to have music, and we're going to have a beer garden there, and everybody of age is welcome to come and partake in the beer garden.
Okay, Mason's Basement, I think, is the band. That sounds like an interesting band. I'm sure you'll have a great time. Lots of things going on. People need to get to Audubon. Starting Friday night, August 1st, anytime, all day, Saturday, August 2nd, and then it continues on with other things during the week. So, Dave, lots of stuff going on in Audubon. You want to encourage folks to come?
Yep. And just want to say, you know, Sunday morning, if anybody wants a good breakfast, to stop down at the local fire hall and help those guys out, and they'll make you a really good breakfast.
All right. We want to thank you very much for your time, Dave. It's good to visit with you. Dave Witt, president of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce. And until next time, here's a thought. Each of us marches to the beat of a different drummer, and some of us march to a whole different band.